Alabama and Tennessee, syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios, man. We got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number three on a Meatloaf Monday. Hey, listen, I've already covered quite a bit during the show. We talked about in my opening monologue about the things that are going on with, you know, Columbia sort of fooling around and finding out real quick that Trump does mean what he said. We talked about the confirmations and those that are still pending in D.C. and how that's impacting operations and or not because things are already happening. And then we just spent some time talking about what I call the deportation machinations and the fact that we've got roundups going on all over the nation right now. ICE is actually hard at work. Tom Homan is digging in deep as the borders are. Let me switch gears now and bring it close to home. In fact, I will say this. It's closer to home than I would ever want. Because the next dipper I've got, I just call this Save Our Kids. And there's a guy who's a sort of, you know, become part of the Right Side family. Jared Hudson is a former Navy SEAL who is the CEO of the Shooting Institute and also of Covenant Rescue Group. And Covenant Rescue Group is out there in the weeds, y'all, in the weeds, training law enforcement and participating in the interdiction of human trafficking and child sex predator stings. And we've had some recent stuff. I mean, like as recently as last week in Huntsville. And I thought, you know what? It's time. I want to hear more about what's going on, especially in light of the fact that ICE is out there rounding people up. They're finding illegals in these sex sting roundups too. So let me bring him in. Jared Hudson, how you doing, man?
Hey, what's up, brother? Doing good. How are you doing?
I'm good. And by the way, I meant to say a moment ago, you're also the host of one of our podcasts, The Liberty Minute, doing great work there.
Yeah, you know what's funny? You know, and I said it in the last, you know, recording we did, some guy came up to me at like a fundraiser we're doing for Covenant Rescue Group. He said, "Hey man, I hear you on the Liberty Minute with Right Side Radio on the podcast." "Oh yeah," he said, "but you talk for like 15 minutes. So why is it the Liberty Minute when you talk for 15 minutes?" I thought it was pretty funny. I put it on you though, Phil. I said, "Phil made me call it the Liberty Minute, you know, and
yeah.
It made me talk for 15."
So you know, it's my way. I was an officer, so I always wanted more stuff, right?
That's right.
Well, listen, man, you guys, I saw an article in 1819 News. There was a big sting operation in Huntsville. And once again, Covenant Rescue Group listed in the thing. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so long story short, we did our normal sex trafficking operations program. We did our 40-hour training for Huntsville and about 10 or 15 other agencies that week. And they were from all over the nation. Huntsville hosted it, and then when we were done with that training, we set up and advised them on a two-day operation where they were able to chat individuals in.
Yeah, and so when y'all do that, the perps actually think they're talking to a child, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
I mean, that's, first of all, how gross is that? But secondly, you guys got, I think, what, 9 offenders, I think, were scooped up in that one two-day op. Is that right?
Yeah, there was actually more than 9 offenders, but there's a couple that have a few things pending that I'm not 100% sure why they didn't list those. But, you know, I'll let the agency and the prosecutor's office deal with that effectively. But 9 are what has been listed in the media release.
Well, that's huge. And by the way, again, thank you for the work that you do. I mean, you guys are all over the place, too. I mean, I know you stay busy, you stay gone, because some of these podcasts you're doing for us, you're having to record 2 or 3 at a time just because you're going to be gone on the next operation. Am I right?
Yeah, we're pretty much gone the entire month of February with operations and trainings. Still do training for DOD, still do all that stuff, still do training for a lot of law enforcement agencies across the nation on the firearms and tactics side, and then also on the child exploitation side. We've got trainings and operations scheduled just for CRG till August of this year, of 2025. So,
Look,
full
I got
tilt,
it,
bro.
Yeah, exactly. Is there another speed? So let me ask you this: your time in the teams. Did you ever imagine that you would go through BUDS and all the things you did to get on the teams, and then come out and do this stuff with it? I mean, did you see this being a part of your life?
Oh, no, absolutely not. This wasn't even something that, you know, when I was in the teams, it really registered, you know, because we were in the Iraq, Afghanistan. We're in the heat of the war when I checked in, and all the way through, I mean, everything I did was combat deployments. But with that being said, you know, my thought was I'd be at development group right now, and then I would, you know, probably retire out of development group. But with the direction the Lord took me, that's how it worked out, you know. Worked kind of a medical retirement. Here I am doing this now, working law enforcement and child exploitation.
Well, so when you guys go in and do one of these training sessions, I mean, 40 hours, what do you do for 40 hours? What are you sitting down with law enforcement and doing?
Yeah, so we teach them how to successfully target, and I like using that word, target individuals who are showing up to buy or sell kids for sex, in particular the consumer, which is primarily men. We do see females distributing, but primarily looking for the consumer. We teach agencies how to successfully do that, to make a successful probable cause felony arrest based on laws, whatever state laws that state has, whether it's like Alabama human trafficking one, solicitation and travel, or whether it's like the state of Arkansas where they only have solicitation and travel. So we teach the agency how to use their state laws to make successful probable cause felony arrests, and we make sure that we're partnered with the prosecutor's office and the district attorney's office during that time, so that once the arrest is made, the district attorney's office is very familiar with and even has skin in the game on the case,
yeah.
So they can successfully prosecute this case. And the reason is because statistics through DOJ and American Psychiatric Association show that for every man showing up for a little girl, there's 50 victims in his path until he's prosecuted. Not until he's arrested, not until he's found out, but until he's successfully prosecuted. And for every man showing up for a little boy, there's 150 victims
wow.
in their path until they're prosecuted. So we have to hit those two ends of law enforcement, and we train them on how to do that. Successful physical arrest, the apprehension, that is one piece of the law enforcement. And then successful prosecution to the full extent of the law, that's the other piece of law enforcement. So we train them on how to do those things successfully, so that we don't have, you know, again, like the Chris Hansen thing. I mean, he's a good dude, but he's not building prosecutable cases for law enforcement. He's doing a show.
Yeah.
And that's not what we want to do. We want to teach law enforcement how to make successful apprehension and prosecution, so it's not symbolism without substance.
Well, and that's huge. And I think that, you know, the reality is you get them off the street for 5 minutes, you save a child maybe, but you get them off the streets forever, you save a lot of kids. And that's
right.
Where we got to go. So let me ask you this. I noticed in the article about the Huntsville sting, which occurred just last week, I think, that there were several of those that were swept up in that sting operation that were illegal aliens. How often do you see that?
Well, we average on all the operations we've done across the nation, we average about 10 arrests per operation, and about 20% of those are illegal. So now the average of 10 arrests, you might get 16 in one place and you might get six in another place. Does that make sense? So
yeah.
We just average 10 across the year. So, you know, if we arrest six people, one of them might be an illegal immigrant. If we arrest 16, you know, two or three might be illegal immigrants. I'm not sure where 1819 got their information or if they called the agency and got that, but to my knowledge, they're still waiting on confirmation that some of the ones that were possibly illegal immigrants were actually illegal immigrants. But on average, if you make 10 arrests, two of those will be illegal immigrants, you know, from Guatemala, Mexico, you know, somewhere in South America. I mean, these are just common places that we normally see. And they'll be put on an ICE hold and they'll be deported, you know, like you would expect them to be.
Well, I think with, you know, Senator Britt from Alabama, actually, with Senator Britt's Lake and Riley Act getting signed into law, I think you're going to see them deported a whole lot quicker, man.
Man, I hope so, you know, and it's just about finding them and making sure you get them out. Because, I mean, they're still predators, you know. They're not, we're not talking about decent people trying to work. We're talking about people who are showing up trying to buy a 13, 14, 15-year-old child.
Yeah, oh, my gosh, absolutely. Well, listen, man, we got about 2 or 3 minutes left. I've gotten pretty fond of your organization. You guys have an event coming up, and that was not necessarily part of what I wanted to bring you on for, but it is now. I want to go ahead and talk about it. You guys have a thing coming up on February 7th. Talk about that for a second.
Yeah, February 7th, we have a dinner. Vulcan Performance is hosting that dinner for us, but you can sign up on our website, covenantrescue.org. Go to the events portion. And you'll see the Night to Remember And it's going to be myself, you know, wrapping up the speaking with Sheriff Mark Moon, who's going to be speaking, and District Attorney Jennifer Bray. So Moon is Blount County Sheriff. Miss Bray is the Marshall County District Attorney. We've worked with both of them. They're going to be speaking. And then we also have some groups, Trafficking Hope, the Well House, are going to have some videos with how we've supported them and how they've supported us in the past, along with maybe a word from a victim from one of the operations that we rescued. We don't always get words from victims because they don't always want to come out and talk about it. But this lady has been willing to share her story and how Covenant Rescue Group and what we do with these types of operations at least brought some semblance of justice in her life. So that's what the night will be about from 6 to 8. And it'll be dinner, $50 a person, you know, be a good date night, cheap date night, and you'll hear about human trafficking and the reality of it as opposed to the Hollywood version of it.
Well, I'm planning on making my plans to be down there. But listen, thank you again for what you do. And I will tell you this, by the way, your Liberty Minute, which is like 15 minutes or more, your Liberty Minute podcast, we had somebody comment on our YouTube page the other day saying, tell him to run for sheriff again.
Yeah, well, it's the Lord is going to have to speak to me like he did to Paul on the road to Damascus and tell me to run for sheriff again if I'm going to do that. Too much money and too much hassle for not enough juice. Let's put it that way.
All right, man. Well, listen, stay in the fight. We will see you soon, and thanks for what you do.
Thank you, brother. Have a good one.
See you. That's Jared Hudson, former Navy SEAL. And by the way, he slings out terms that he's used to that maybe y'all weren't, but he said a minute ago that he had intended to go to development group. That's DevGru, SEAL Team 6. So the guy's got skills. The guy's got a background. The guy's got a great resume. The guy's also got a great heart. He loves the Lord. He is no fooling a guy who's out there in the fray right now, deciding to take the hard skills God's given him and use it in such a way to benefit lives. So anyway, I love the fact that he's on the Right Side Media team, and he is the host of our Liberty Minute podcast. You'll be hearing more about him in the near future, I hope. In the meantime, think about that. Go to his website. I'm just going to plug him, man. I love what he does, so I'm just plugging him outright. CovenantRescue.org. You can find out more about him, and you can also go to their dinner if you want to. And by the way, it is significant that you've got a district attorney and a sheriff willing to speak at their event. That tells you what they think about Covenant Rescue and what they're doing. All right, we're taking a break right now. I'll come right back and do more of this. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man. Like pulling pins on truth grenades. I got a bunch of y'all texting in right now. Glad to have you. I'll get your input here momentarily. Let me say a few things about, yes, that story that I had, talking about, it's just too close to home. I mean, I don't ever want to hear these stories, but I really don't want to hear them in my backyard. I don't. But yeah, this story was 1819 News. The Huntsville Police Department announced the arrest of 9 people in a recent human trafficking sting. Covenant Rescue Group, you just heard Jared Hudson, assisted the department in conducting the 2-day sting. It was January 23rd and 24th. This is last week. Those involved confirmed that some of the suspects were illegal aliens. They basically decoyed them in, let them believe they were talking to young minor females. And you had like one guy drove all the way from Gulfport, Texas. His name is Marco Elias, 31 years old, of Gulfport, Texas, charged with 2 counts of first-degree human trafficking, 2 counts of electronic solicitation of a child, 2 counts of traveling to meet a child for an unlawful sex act. Unbelievable. Had another guy named Floyd Powell of Harvest, right here in the listening area. Another guy named Michael Fike of Somerville. Another guy named Siobhan Patel of Muscle Shoals. Another guy named Michael Stevens of Albertville. Am I naming them? Yes, by God, I am. Another guy named Julio Juan of Decatur. Another guy named Gilmar Elias Huenak, 45, of Carthage, Missouri. Good Lord, he drive from Missouri. Elmer Sarmiento of Huntsville. And Brian Inde of Huntsville. And more charges could be added, they said. Madison County District Attorney's Office and Morgan County Sheriff's Office also collaborated in the event. That's in our backyard, y'all. That's 9, but you know what? That's 9 perps off the street. Praise God. But this is happening a lot. This is happening. By the way, I'm thankful But you heard the unreal stats that Jared just quoted a moment ago, that for every guy who is a perpetrator of small boys, there are, on the average, there have been 150 other victims in the background somewhere before they caught the guy. Gosh. How about this one? This is a story that was just, 60 days ago. The Augusta Chronicle over in Augusta, Georgia. A three-day event. Grovetown Police Department and Georgia Bureau of Investigation targeted online predators in a group, in a thing they call the Operation Mask Off. They had 1,200 individuals via the internet and cellular apps. 208 of them verified adults expressed a desire to meet for sexual activity with minor children. 208. They had 43 of them that traveled to meet the kids. And of the 43, 12 were indicating they were traveling for prearranged meetings, and they arrested them. I mean, think about that. They're able to go out there and set up the sting, and they immediately get 208 verified adults expressing interest. And then they get 43 of them saying they might just travel there. And then they get 12 of them actually getting in the car and driving there. Grovetown Police Department took them down. Glad of it. From Louisville, Georgia. One was an illegal alien with an ICE detainer already on him. One was a guy from Texas. It's just God almighty. How about East Tennessee? This just happened in the Chattanooga region, Hamilton County area, just about 45 days ago. Four people were arrested after a multi-agency operation into sex trafficking in the Hamilton County area, Tennessee Bureau of Investigation, Hamilton County Sheriff's Office, Chattanooga Police Department, and Homeland Security. All involved. The suspects were Wilmar Guidez, one count of prostitution. Rebecca Juarez Lucina, one count of prostitution. And then you have more. And they're traveling to meet kids. Y'all, this is just, you know what? It's every day. And I say save our kids. Don't let up. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Just covering down on some major ground across the southeast U.S. of A. I'm talking about from Huntsville back over to Chattanooga. I'm talking about from Tuscaloosa over to Gadsden. I'm talking about big old patches of Georgia and Mississippi all thrown in just for good measure. Hey, I'm laughing, by the way. This is a total aside, but I'm watching. CNN is having its moment. Trump's expected to sign an executive order to reshape the military. No, he's signing an executive order to make sure that DEI and transgenderism is not a part of our military. And they're like, what's going to happen when he gets rid of diversity? I don't know. We might be a better fighting force. How about that?
Yeah, I don't see any transgenders in the Russian or Chinese militaries. So I would think that if we put up transgenders against fighting forces like that, we probably would lose.
I'm going to go ahead and affirm you in that.
Thank you for affirming me.
Yeah, I affirm your position. How about that? Real quick, just want to kind of wrap up this section I did on Save Our Kids. Now, it's the human trafficking thing. It boils my blood, to be honest with you. And I've worked with abused kids before. My first gig out of college was working in an adolescent treatment center. Most of those kids had some type of drug addiction and or behavioral disorder. But underlying a lot of that was abuse. And every once in a while I would think that I had seen the most that the world could do to a kid. And then the next kid would come in and I go, oh my gosh. I mean, I don't feel the need to burden you with some of the things that I heard of and knew about in these kids' lives. But what I would also see is the environment we provided was safe. It was therapeutic. It was designed to bring restoration. They still had to go home at some point. And some of them went home better than, the way they came, granted. And some of them went into a depression going home because they were going back to the same place where the abuse had occurred. And y'all, I'm just telling you, the idea that there are sick individuals out there who will prey on kids, who will literally get online and find a way to, and they'll do it. They'll talk to your kids. Like, for instance, I know you like Call of Duty. And that's the gaming industry is a backdoor for perpetrators now.
Yeah.
they actually get online where kids are, you know, logged in and streaming their gaming with, you know, other players from other parts of the world, pretend they're a gamer, and next thing you know, they're leading kids down a path. And they do this constantly. The same thing with social media, sending direct messages. You got to know, parents, you got to know what your kids are watching or are into. You got to. Know who their teachers are. Know who their coaches are. Know who their tutors are. Know who they're on social media with. In fact, consider the idea that maybe they don't need social media, or at least not near as much as they say. You know, it's kind of interesting. We have grandkids now, and I watch my son and daughter-in-law doing an amazingly good job raising our grandkids. We are so proud. And they call it screen time. I mean, TV for me as a kid was there, but it wasn't like what it is now. And now they actually call it screen time. And they limit our grandkids' opportunities to sit and just veg on any kind of a screen. They can look at photos on the phone and they have to put it away. They can watch their favorite cartoon, but they've got TV time planned and then they turn it off. If they don't have a tablet of their own, they're too young. But still, the reality is, parents, you got to be involved and you got to know where they go. You got who they go with, and be willing to ask the hard questions and check things out and ask for references and do all of it, because it's your kids. But all of these perpetrators that Covenant Rescue Group helps put the stings on, those are perps who are logging in with an expectation because they've done it somewhere else and they know how to reach your kids. They know how to talk to them. Gone are the days when you have to worry about just your child walking home from school by themselves. Now the perps are in your child's bedroom because they have electronic devices they can talk through. And they will not just hack things. They'll pretend that they're a kid and they'll lead a kid into a conversation. And then they'll explore things with the kid. And then they'll want to talk to the kid. And then they'll want to meet the kid. And the sadness of it is that it happens way too often. And we've got to be in the mode of saving our kids at all times, because they're our most precious commodity. I mean, they are the resource of the nation. There is nothing else. There is no resource that we could ever want to put on the market. There is no, you know, oil to be pumped from the ground, no gold to be dug. There is no, you know, no agricultural profits to be made from crops. There is nothing else more important than the kids. They are the future of the country. And we should shepherd them, you know, and steward them the same way we would the greatest treasure that we could possibly put in our bank accounts. And it's a passion project for me. I'm just saying. And groups like Covenant Rescue, thankful for what they do. I'm gonna get with Jared. Me talking to you, JP. I'm gonna get with Jared and go be involved in one of these things. I wanna maybe even consider filming it and talking about it while they're doing it. I think that would be huge for our audience to see that.
And potentially, you know, having longer form interviews with him as well.
That's coming.
Yep,
that's coming. Absolutely. All right, you guys. Listen, I got to catch up on some text messages because you guys are prolific texters. All right, let me get some of these. Who was the first one? I got to scroll way back down the line to get some of the ones that I haven't gotten yet. Marcus from Huntsville. He said, I don't get the outcry for kicking actual criminals out of the country. If illegals are always just undocumented migrants, then robbing a bank is just an undocumented withdrawal. Yeah, but here's what we're doing. I mean, they're prioritizing. This is like triage of a mass casualty event, if you will. The first thing you do is you go down the line, you begin looking for who you can save, and you try to decide what you can treat and what you can't. And so the very first thing they're doing right now is they're triaging the illegal immigration crisis. They're triaging it, and they're saying, all right, we got 11 million or more illegals that are here that we know of that have come in just in the last few years, no telling how many were here before that. And we can't get rid of them all in one day, so let's get rid of the violent ones first. Let's get rid of the ones who are committing more crimes while they're here. We'll get rid of them first, and we'll ship them out. And then we'll turn our attention to what's going on with the rest. So, yeah, I hear you. Jerry from Decatur says, Colombia, the nation of Colombia, ranks first with 32% of the world's market. Fresh flowers are cut every day and shipped to airports all over the world overnight. The U.S. is a very big customer. And when Trump threw a monkey wrench in the process, I can just see the look on El Presidente's face. That message was sounded all over the world. Retired trucker, airborne. Yeah, you know what? The cost of roses might go up, and I could care less. Just saying.
Yeah, it went from, we're sending these deportees back. No, you're not. Okay, here's the tariff. Oh, wait. I will give you my own personal plane to take yeah, these back. Wait, you know, I'll put a pilot on there. I'll go myself with a MAGA hat on. I'll take everyone you can give me.
He didn't just come around. He did a backflip.
Yeah.
He's got whiplash from coming around so fast.
Take my own plane. I'll help you out there.
If you miss a story, go check it out in my monologue. You can get it on the podcast. But I did my monologue at the beginning of the show about the fact that El Presidente of Colombia just fooled around and found out real quick that no, Trump's serious when he says it. Trump was going to label him, just slap him with 25% tariffs, and if he didn't fix things within a week, he's going to slap him with 50% tariffs. El Presidente came around. How about that? Yeah, he's not El Jefe on this one.
He did that right all before Trump even took his tee shot on like
Trump was on hole three and he got it fixed by hole eight. Is that what we heard? I got a real long text from Bert from Owens Crossroads. I'm not sure what I'm looking at here. Is he giving me a citation from the law? I think he is, and I'm not sure why.
Phil, all of these liberals who want to stand in the way of ICE and other federal agents need an application of 18 U.S.C. 111, both the jail time and fines.
Oh, I see. It's two texts. Mm-hmm. Okay, I get it. Yeah, okay. And then he quotes the actual law. Yeah, I see it, Bert. Thank you very much. I realized there was two texts. I had to scroll up to see it. Good word, man. Lisa from Tanner says, some members of the media have short memories. Why are they surprised at deportations now? For goodness sake, Trump has done this before. Yeah, not like this, though. So maybe it's because this time around he's new and improved. He's figured out how not to give them time to come up with a stall strategy. Yeah, I think you're right. I think they lost their mojo because they cannot deny what happened the last 4 years. I mean, the crisis became so overwhelming that even liberal mayors and governors are calling for help. And they don't know what to do. So, Nani from Beverly Hills, Florida says McConnell, that's Mitch McConnell, is pulling a John McCain, last ditch ego. It ain't good. It ain't good. It ain't good, sister. Alan from Coleman says, with the new administration and efficiency push, what are the chances of the fair tax being considered and passed? No time soon, brother. No time soon. I think right now what you're going to see is the Trump tax cuts extended. You're going to see a reduction in tax basis for the average American, and I don't think fair tax has a chance of getting passed anytime real soon. It would have to be a little bit later on, if at all. And I say that only because it's a heavy, heavy lift, and they've got so much heavy lifting to do right now that I don't think this is going to be the thing right off the bat. Mike from Florence, Alabama says, not sure if it's a true story or fact-based fiction, but there's a movie on Hulu called City of Dreams. That is, in my opinion, an accurate depiction of what happens to some of the trafficked children. Their dream of a lifetime turns into a real-life nightmare of hell. Yeah, there was a movie years ago like that, starring George C. Scott, that broke my heart, and I couldn't stop watching it. But George C. Scott was just, you know, a small-town dad of a beautiful young lady who went to the county fair with her church group and disappeared. And he did everything he could to track her down, and he found up tracking her into the child porn industry. Horrible movie, but he finally found her. But it's an old movie. I need to go look it up, see what it was called. But it was the old version of what you're talking about.
Sound of Freedom did it for me, too. Mel Gibson's Sound movie of Freedom, was great.
Yeah, and that's, by the way, Sound of Freedom is the one that Jared was talking about, is even more Hollywood, he thinks, than what we're looking at in real life here. Chris from Sterrett, Alabama says, does Covenant Rescue have any admin positions open? 20-year Navy vet near Birmingham with a TSSCI. Chris, go to their website and see, man, because I'm telling you right now, they are looking for good people at all times. I don't know what your Navy background was, but I'm sure they would talk to you if they got a spot. Matt from Madison says, my stepdad had a cure for those kind of the offending members, nail the offending member to the floor of an old woodshed, set it on fire, and give the fellow a razor blade, and you know life's full of important choices. Well, I hope you're not speaking from experience. Jeff from Indiana says, you know, Phil, it's a good thing that you're catching the sexual deviants and putting them in jail, because otherwise there are probably going to be a lot of parents in jail. I know I'd be one of them if they ever did anything to my children. I hear you, man. Vigilantism would suddenly take on a new light. Two more texts and we'll head to a break. Stephen from Athens says, thanks for covering the Covenant Rescue Group information and the sickos they target. I've donated to them before, and my offer to do IT work for them still stands. Perhaps you can put the Navy SEAL in touch with this old infantry officer and former Reserve Deputy Sheriff. Stephen, go to their website. Go to covenantrescue.org and send them a message. And yeah, I think they'd love to hear from you. Roxanne from Harvest sends me a meme. What she got? Breaking. Oh, it's not a meme. It's a story. Per multiple law enforcement sources in the last hour, Border Patrol agents near Fronton, Texas, were fired upon from Mexico by suspected cartel gunmen as a group of illegal aliens were being brought across the river. I'm told that Border Patrol returned fire. Nobody hit on either side. Illegal aliens did not make it across. You know what? The reality is they were allowed to return fire. That didn't happen before.
Yeah, exactly. They would have had to call Mayorkas. Can we shoot back?
They did.
And they probably said, let me get back to you.
The rules of engagement were so stringent, they couldn't do a thing. So at this point, shoot back, fellas. Oh, and Brian from Huntsville says, George C. Scott, the movie was called Hardcore, and a tough watch it was. Yep, there it is. All right, take me to a break, JP. We'll take a break right now. We'll come right back. Last break of the day here on a Meatloaf Monday. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.